close the windows a little bit so we don't hear the train too much. Way down. There we go. All right, before we start tonight, I just want to talk to you people that love guns. You know, the guns, the weapons, all of that stuff. You know, they say the guns don't kill. Of course not. People kill. And the more guns that are out there, more people get killed. Okay. Today, some crazed maniac shot a little girl in the back going to school. Shot her in the back from behind. Big, brave motherfucker you are. If you own guns, somebody's going to get hurt. Maybe it's your next door neighbor who's coming over to bring you a present. You think he's some kind of, I don't know what. And what kind of friends do you have that you have to have a gun next to you? What are you, dope dealers? Are you mafia? Are people coming after you that put a hit on you? You're nobody. Most of you gun guys are living in cellars and warehouses. And you ain't got a fucking dime because you're buying $2,000 machine guns. And that goes for the cops, too. You know, good cops, they say there's good cops. Good cops, you better stop the bad cops. And you should also all turn in your weapons. Because that's why you're getting shot now. Because for years, you only had the weapons. Now the bad guys have the weapons. And you have the tanks. So put your fucking guns away. Melt them down. Stop killing innocent people because of your paranoia and your anger that mommy and daddy gave you. I'm done. I'm here.
That's
with
it.
Dr. Susie. Abraham, other people there, Adriana, and Liz. Okay.
What's up, guys?
Okay. What's up, Doc?
Well, greetings, Captain Max. I just made it onto this train, and
yeah,
I've heard your eloquent soliloquy, and I'm very moved.
Soliloquy?
Yes.
Wait. Soliloquy.
It was like Hamlet.
Oh, Hamlet, yes,
a monologue,
yes.
A beautiful.
Beautiful.
Eloquent. And how can you argue
wonderful
with it? It's peace.
Peace.
And
a piece
love
of this, a piece of that, a piece of cake.
Yes, and of course I agree with you about guns being idiotic, but I also know having a few, shall we say, amosexual sex therapy clients.
Who love their guns.
Who love their guns. Even the guy who had a gun taken away from him because he's so kind of nuts. But he still loves guns. He has pictures of guns on his walls.
Oh my goodness.
I could go on and on. And by the way, these gun nuts, these amosexuals, are at every level of the economic food chain. Although you're right that, of course, the poor ones will spend their last dime on a Saturday night special. But the rich ones, they have whole arsenals
of troops,
weapons and troops to use them, and tanks as well. And so it does happen at every level. And the really rich ones own defense industry corporations. but you have to give people an alternative. If you're going to take away their toy or tell them that they have to turn in their toy, I think you've got to give them an equally exciting toy. And that is something that the liberals
are not giving you.
Right. They're like, not.
Like but we are sending you checks.
Well, okay.
So that you can eat,
yeah.
Not buy guns.
See, right. Money is this malleable thing that you can use to get whatever you want, from guns to
Cheers.
Opioids to beer, if you're cheap, you know. But at least you're drinking Corona. Yeah, haven't let them go out of business.
No.
But the Corona apocalypse, hopefully we're turning a corner, we're getting vaccinated.
This is owned by Budweiser.
Let's
now.
Not fuck it up with a virus of gun violence, brothers and sisters, fappers and monkey slappers. And yes, you do need an alternative. And here's my alternative. Shoot the gun between your legs.
Mm.
Whether you do it yourself, by yourself, hey, Merry Masturbation Month. It's the fourth Saturday of Masturbation Month, so, you know, that's a good time to do it. Or if you're lucky enough to have a partner, and don't make them do it at gunpoint, please. Somebody could help you shoot the gun between your legs. And by the way, you could have a big gun or a little gun. Ladies have guns, too.
Mm.
We shoot, too.
You know,
sometimes squirt, and sometimes it's just that shooting feeling. Or what, like I had last night with Captain Max.
They called the police. They like thought I was killing her.
I was shot out of a cannon. Actually, I was the cannonball being shot out of a cannon and into a roller coaster and all around Bonoboville. And
the
off the edge of the earth.
The noise abatement team came by this morning.
Well, we had to celebrate.
Said you got to cut that down a little bit.
Masturbation
are complaining.
Really?
And there's such a thing as mutual masturbation.
I believed you.
And hey, I'm sorry to the neighbors. I apologize. Sorry, not sorry, but I'm fine, okay? For those of you who are concerned.
Really good, in fact. More than better than fine, Dr. Susie.
Hey.
She sounds like she's hurt.
You gotta celebrate. That's the thing, is these sounds are so similar because they're all about passion. The passion of the Christ is pain, is suffering. But passion is also pleasure. Very different kind of passion, but yet the opposite side of the same coin. So we call out like, oh God, regardless of pain or pleasure, we call out because we're in the throes. And yes, people need something to get in the throes of. And there's so much sex negativity these days from the right and the left. No wonder people are grabbing their guns. They're told they're not supposed to grab their, you know, junk. They call it junk now.
A junk.
That's
yeah.
How nasty.
That's nasty. That,
I mean, yeah, now. They've been calling it junk for a while.
No, they yeah.
But I mean, yeah, it's your junk. Beautiful flower or your fabulous stalk.
Stalk.
Jack and the Beanstalk,
oh,
you know, after
I'd
all.
Like that.
Jack that beanstalk, baby. It's Masturbation Month. Yeah. So we are taking your confessions and tips, and we also talk about politics. I have friends that are into guns, right? I have clients. We prefer you shoot the gun between your legs. We are sex positive.
One of the things I just want to answer real quick. Guy says, what young whippersnappers set this whole thing up? What young...
Whippersnapper.
Yeah.
Just saying whippersnapper is like something my grandpa said.
Right.
That was not even something I said, and I'm old. So whippersnapper, maybe that's a everything old becomes
that's
new.
An old,
maybe
yeah,
this is
yeah.
a young guy. And yes, Abe would be the whippersnapper.
And this other,
I'm one of the
this other idiot
that
here
sets most
says,
of it off.
I can't wait to use my Second Amendment rights. Yeah, you better hope somebody doesn't shoot you in the fucking head on the freeway, stupido.
He can't wait to use his Second Amendment
right.
rights. Does that mean shoot somebody or just buy a gun?
I don't know. Well, to use it, well.
Not to masturbate with the gun.
First of all, get rid of this idea it's got anything to do with the Second Amendment, because that's baloney, malarkey,
right.
and bullshit.
Malarkey.
Yeah. Second Amendment is for militias. It's for basically the National Guard.
Guard. That's the National Guard,
that's
sir.
That's what you got there.
And in the meantime, your leader is stealing all your fucking money.
You got
and
guns.
Going on vacation. And
actually,
you're paying for it. Boom, boom, boom.
Because the white settlers that perpetrated genocide upon the Native American Indians in this land they used to call Turtle Island, they were all equipped with very little from the English or other European governments, but they would often be equipped with a gun, some kind of gun. In those days, a musket, I guess, but a gun to what? Shoot the natives. And that's how America started to become a gun culture. Because the natives were, of course, much better at battling. They used bows and arrows, which is a lot more difficult than a gun. But the guns triumphed because technology, hey, whippersnappers, right?
This guy just reminded me some kid found a gun under the couch and shot his sister or brother.
A kid shot, two relatives recently, yeah. like a two-year-old.
You guys with
okay.
guns
Fortunately,
are
Fortunately, they didn't die, but hey, shoot the gun between your legs. Come on, get into
they
sex,
can't
you
get
guys.
Laid.
Do you all have little tiny pencil dicks? Is that what it is? We know that's a lot of what it is.
Yes, that's a lot what it is.
That is a lot of what it is. I get right down to it with some of my amosexual sex therapy clients. You can always talk to me privately about this. I understand if you don't want to talk about it in public, but there's such a thing called compensation, and
right.
it's a very normal, natural thing. You compensate for what you don't have. And I often say the best form of compensation in bed, well, there's a lot of forms. There's cunnilingus. There's, well, here's my friend. You know that sound. The sound of the month. Good vibrations. So there's all kinds of things you can do if you don't have a giant penis. And besides, actually, most of us don't really like a giant penis anyway. But I do feel a lot of these guys think that they got to have a giant penis is because they don't have one. They get a gun. A giant gun.
Well, sometimes they get guns. Sometimes they get Porsches. And if
well,
you're,
a Porsche's better.
Yeah, if you're
super
rich, you get a yacht like Bezos, who doesn't have a heliport, so he has to build another yacht.
Jeez, yachts. Fuck the rich. By the way, this show is called FDR, which is short for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was our 32nd president of the United States. It had his faults, but really was rather good because he at least tried to help the people a bit. And he did actually help the people a bit. And so here we are now needing FDR energy. And it also stands for fuck the rich.
Fuck rich.
Because,
fuck the rich.
Hey, it's better to be fucked
than
eaten.
We just got a gold star. What does that
thank
mean?
Thank you.
When
I guess
you get a gold star, what is
nice.
That?
Nice. Sounds
is that something
nice.
Good? Yeah.
Well,
oh,
you know, Mickey, that that's something good. Mickey got a gold star.
No, I don't know if it was.
Of
I
course it is.
I'm very unaccustomed
if you got
to getting
Peppy
gold
the
stars.
Frog, I maybe it wouldn't be so good.
Oh, Panic
Prophet. Thank you, Panic Prophet.
We love you, huh?
We are celebrating and exploring the power and glory of self-pleasure. And other erotic, hedonic joys that are often denigrated in our gun-toting, sex-denigrating society.
I was talking about that word that you said, junk, and how now it's part of the language of using that word to mean a different word, right?
Right.
And then I was just thinking of another saying, like junk in the trunk.
Well, you know that's like, really shaming my penis.
Do you got junk in the trunk?
Junk right? in the trunk?
You're junk in my pants.
I think, didn't we talk that with Amore Hilton last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she was a
backdoor Amore. Yeah, no, she was great. She enjoys backdoor sex. I disagree with her about some things, like the vaxxing. But, yeah, I love her. Anyway.
I love
a lot of people I disagree with about so many things. Love, love, love.
Love.
It's the bonobo way. Hey. So we're talking about sex, love, politics, and Palestine. Yeah, well, not so much. Last week it was more urgent to talk about Palestine because the bombs were dropping and now there's a ceasefire, so I don't feel as urgent. I felt very urgent last week. I did a rant and I cried in the middle of it. I mean, I think I pulled myself together. I don't know. I kind of got upset. Because these war crimes are just so disturbing.
That's what they are.
My lawnsman.
But, I mean,
I'm not a Zionist. I'm barely a Jew, but I am a Jew by Hitler standards, as I say. And I just feel bad. And I want to, be part of the Jews for Palestine, I guess. And I see there's even a hashtag now. I didn't know that before. But there was one woman that really got to me, this old 90-year-old Jewish lady. She says, I can't be a Zionist. No way. It is such an injustice, such cruelty, such distortion. The Holocaust was real. Anti-Semitism is real. But it doesn't give Jews the right to be the oppressor. And it breaks my heart. And I agree. It breaks my heart. It's funny how speaking your mind makes you feel better. But it's not enough. We need to really push this movement forward. Yeah, I can't think of a sex angle. Except that, I always think of a sex angle.
I love when you do that.
Yeah. Well, I do want to say that I first became open to the Palestinian cause when I, a 16-year-old Jewish girl. What?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, well.
It's a good story. Yeah.
So, I was a 16-year-old Jewish girl, and I was riding on the back of a Palestinian young man's motorcycle. And he was taking me on a tour of old Jerusalem.
Yeah.
He picked me up on the edge of my little youth group, Ramah adventure in Israel. This was my first visit to Israel. I had learned that it was a land without people for a people without land. And then I suddenly see, oh, there's some people in it. So one of these people is this guy whose name I apologize, but I forget. Anyway, he takes me for a ride. He picks me up, and I was bored with all this sort of structured activities we were doing. And I just was enraptured. I kind of fell in love a little bit. Not really love,
but
I noticed I got your attention there. It was just an infatuation.
I was the first.
Yeah, this was different.
These modern women.
It was the Garden of Gethsemane, though.
Oh, right there.
It was right in the garden where Jesus felt his inspiration that me and Muhammad, I don't remember his name, but I'll call him Muhammad, that we kissed. And we kissed and we kissed. I guess you would say it was making out. And we didn't do anything more than that. But it was really so powerful. And it was sexual, obviously. And it was spiritual. it was political. It opened me up to this guy who was a stranger, who was the ultimate stranger, who I had been told didn't exist. And now I was kissing him, and he was sexy and hot and made me feel really womanly. And it helped me get over my anorexia nervosa, actually, that I was going through. And I was blown away. And it was the beginning of my opening up to the, I guess, Palestinian cause. And yeah, I got in a whole lot of trouble when I got back. He brought me back. He was very nice. And I thought I was going to see him again, you know. I'm like, okay, I'll see you. He goes, no, no, but it was beautiful. Goodbye. And then my counselors punished me. And I knew it was for two reasons. One is I wasn't supposed to leave the group, and I get that. But I also knew they punished me for fraternizing with a Palestinian. So that left its mark on me, and now here I am, a Jew for Palestine. I was a little nervous to publish it on Counterpunch, and I kind of buried my tweets about it because I still don't know if my family is going to see it, you know, and how they might feel. But I guess it's like coming out in a way. Even though I've said it before, I didn't write an article about it, a statement. I was never a Zionist. I mean, I never understood why did Jews need Israel when we had Miami, right?
There you go, Miami. Miami. All you nice Jewish old folks there. Huh?
But please, I didn't think about it much until, you know, Muhammad.
Don't you remember what happened to you? Never forget.
I think a lot of them are remembering. Like this woman I saw on Twitter, this 90-year-old woman. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she's always been like this. And maybe people are coming out of the closet like me. But maybe they're also changing their minds and seeing that this is wrong. I have somebody that's asking my opinion on Matt Gaetz. Who is that? Or is that Harry?
No, Matt Gaetz.
No,
it's a question.
Who's asking?
Well, it's on
here. I want to know.
Luminal Stain on Reddit has
Luminous
been asking.
Stain on Reddit. Let me see this.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I see. Matt Gaetz thoughts. I only keep small caliber guns. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so he's got a lot of things to say. Would you like to have a gun to defend yourself? No, I would not like to have a gun to defend myself, Luminoy. I'm a little person, and even though I do my yoga every day, and I do push-ups now, and I'm pretty good, but they would take the gun away from me. I'm not playing those games. I'd do better with my seductive, disarming style, I think, which might just get me killed, but it would guaranteed do better than me trying to play with guns. But let me address the Matt Gaetz. But go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to just say somebody tried to kill us. We didn't have a gun.
No. I had you.
We had each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Unfortunately, he didn't have a gun. He had a knife.
He had a knife.
And that was very fortunate. If he had had a gun, we would both be dead. So I'm happy for the fact he
just stabbed me, but
knife.
That's a UPS driver, he was.
He was. And he tied me up with those ties so bad.
So we don't like can I just say one thing and then you can continue? If you're like one of those guys, whether you're male, female, it, them, that, I'm like a fucking socialist. I don't like the fascists. This is not a place for you. I like people that love and that care.
Absolutely.
So if you don't like what we're saying, there's lots of nice right-wingers that are on the air.
We're reaching out to everybody.
Well, yeah.
I'm into the jigsaw method of communication. I want to jigsaw through everything and infect
Nazi.
You with the bonobo way, because you're all infected with amosexuality and just general disinformation. So I'm going to address Gatesgate.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for a couple minutes, because I don't want to spend too long on it. And by the way, there's two kinds of Gatesgate right now, which is exciting and is the best thing about both of them, because they're both kind of irrelevant, in my opinion. But yeah, we've got Bill Gates.
Oh, Mr. Gates.
Right?
And
he's being revealed to be
kinky.
Well, the kink, I think everybody's kind of accepting, but now they're trying to say he's a predator. Some people are accusing him, although it's...
He said to his secretary,
you
want to marry me? And
then one of them married him.
Right,
she sounds
exactly.
like she was almost pushed.
They met in the office during work hours.
Anyway, that's one Gatesgate. We can get back to that in a moment, and I kind of feel bad for Bill Gates. He's said that his favorite animal, if he could be an animal, is the bonobo. But then so did Elon Musk. Look at these billionaires. You guys, why don't you save the bonobos if you like them so much? Okay? Start with that. And then let's talk about...
Put your money where your mouth is.
Spreading the bonobo away. All right. Which is sex positive and peace through pleasure. Little bit of violence, maybe a little fighting, but no killing, okay? And we diffuse violent tension with positive touch and communication and female empowerment and male well-being. So Gatesgate, the other Gates being Matt Gates, whose politics I abhor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This fucking guy.
Just talk about fascists.
The pits of democracy.
Yeah, and I have taken him to task many times during the Trump administration. Although I did appreciate that he stood up for that one congresswoman that was pretty much pushed out, although she did quit.
Katie Hill.
She was Democratic, and she... was slimed. She was actually a true victim, I think, of revenge porn. And
she was slimed?
Slimed.
Slimed.
With revenge porn, which was bound to come out because she was kind of a swinger herself. And her ex-boyfriend was upset. And she... had a lot of people after her, including Nancy Pelosi, and Matt Gaetz stuck up for her. And so I was impressed with that.
He's
being accused of
paying
kinds
for sex, all kinds of things.
But what it comes down to is paying for sex. I am not against paying for sex. Now, the bad thing is that one of the gals that he paid for sex with was apparently 17. And apparently, from what I'm hearing, he didn't know that.
Well, of course not.
Well, are you saying he's lying about not knowing that?
Probably, because now there's witnesses that are going to come out and say, you know, he asked for a 17-year-old.
Well, maybe they will say that, in which case I will be pretty... disturbed by him if he asked for a 17-year-old. I haven't heard that. I have heard that there was a 17-year-old and that after the sex occurred, they found out she was 17 and then they tried to get some other types of identification.
Being in his business for such a long time, go ahead. Good.
Anyway, I am not unhappy if Matt Gaetz gets kicked out of Congress.
Oh, no. I don't care.
He almost always votes
wrong. And I don't care if he goes to jail. He can go about his business. he'll be a marked man. Oh, it's you. Oh,
Yeah. He's a cutie. He would be everybody's girlfriend in jail.
Right.
I don't wish that on these people for this. No. I'm reserving judgment until I hear the full story, which I don't know if I will ever hear. But do I think sugar daddies should be jailed? No. I think a lot of them are kind of creepy. Personal opinion. But not illegal. Some people think cougars are creepy. I think, you know, if you want to be with someone that's much older than you and you get paid and it's cool, or they pay for your college, why is that so wrong? I don't see that as
that's
wrong.
What do they call that? Combing?
No, that's sex combing. Work.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
it's
getting
a form
them ready
of sex
for sex.
Work.
What is that called? When you
grooming. I don't like using that word, because grooming is a beautiful thing among primates, especially our kissing cousins, the bonobos, as well as just about all other primates. It's like, you know, picking ticks out of your honey's hair. I mean, come on, grooming. Why are you using that word? It's disgusting that the woke mob, and I'm always on the side of the woke mob, not always, I'm often on the side of the woke mob. I am, but hey, I like the term grooming. I'm against the definition that they've given it, but I don't give it that definition. I'm fighting for that word. I think I'm going to lose, though. I know what I'm going to lose. Because so many people love to use it now. They've destroyed the word. It's so sad. Can we
grooming
reform a word?
Grooming.
Grooming. That Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, I have in a way more of a problem with her, although they're partners in craziness. I'm against that. I'm against the lies that they're pushing with respect to our government. I'm against the fact that they supported the goofball insurrection that still managed to kill a few people and hurt a lot of other people and make us into laughing stocks. So I'm against that. I'm not against sex work, and I'm not against John's. And yeah, I think you deserve punishment if you're asking for a 17-year-old. Not sure what punishment, okay? I don't know. This whole punishment thing sounds very BDSM to me.
I like it. not kidding.
All right. Roger Stone. He's disgusting. Oh, what can we get him for? You know, it's McCarthy-esque. It's Roy Cohn-esque to go after people you don't like for their sexual peccadilloes. I just don't like that, even against the people I don't like.
Or beliefs.
Right? So... anyway, what else is going on? It's masturbation month. I haven't gotten a chance to give out all my masturbation virtues.
That's been fun doing every week. I like these.
Virtue number 4, right? We're giving the 8 great virtues of masturbation, because masturbation has been denigrated as self-abuse for so many years when it really is self-pleasure. So, the 4th great virtue is masturbation is relaxing. Yeah. Relax.
I agree with that. I used to masturbate to help me sleep better when I was
there,
like,
you
younger.
Go.
I'd be like, oh, I want to sleep real good. Just rub one out.
Much healthier than a sleeping pill.
Oh, yeah.
Even maybe you could say healthier than melatonin. But certainly than any other drug. I mean, let's face it. Partner sex is more romantic. I mean, unless you really love yourself.
Self-love.
But partner sex can be stressful in ways that masturbation is just not. I would quote director Miloš Forman, a Czech director, by the way, Maximilian
yes.
Lobkowitz. This is one of your countrymen.
One of my countrymen, yes, of course.
He says, what I like about masturbation.
Oh, he talked like that?
And it's funny, he said, you don't have to talk afterwards.
You don't have to talk afterwards.
Mamma mia, che bello.
Try to do a Czech accent, but anyway, yeah, you don't have to talk afterwards. You can just really drift off. You know, if you're the one that comes first, you always feel like you got to either help the other person to come or say something. Or
I have to be honest.
You got to do things. I say this as someone married for 29 years. I mean, I feel that obligation, and I expect my husband feels that obligation. It's a good obligation.
I think
you don't want to just fall asleep. If you're lucky, you've come at the same time. But
that's always
rare.
The best.
That's rare. That's rare with the partner sex. It's great. But usually one of you is going to come
first. Where did you get those facts?
From our life. But also, I'm a therapist.
You were talking about us?
Like last night.
Oh, well, last night.
After fell down the tunnel and down the roller coaster.
Well, you come very quickly, so.
I have that problem, too. I'm going to be honest. We have a comment
no,
on
No, there is that problem.
It's not a problem.
No,
if
no.
If we want to keep going, I can
do
it again.
Afterwards,
I could do it again and again and again.
Come after later.
Yeah, we have a comment on Instagram. OpsFit1 says, what if your partner can manually make you come multiple times?
Well, yeah, that's great. Hey, and I'm totally for masturbation of all kinds, including mutual masturbation, which
there,
we did last night.
Yeah, ooh. He wasn't there last night.
We did same. That. It was a mutual project. It was a collaboration.
It was an art
of masturbation.
It was a relationship between a penis.
Yes, a penis.
A penis.
The penis. I have a penis joke.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Okay, I do. I have to interrupt this.
And they should buy the penis book.
Show for a short penis joke.
Penis
that
penis?
Actually, shout out to Goddess Phoenix Steele, who
Goddess.
Is just getting over just being out of it. Just, oh, I'm so happy she's back because I love her.
What happened to her?
I'm not going to get into that.
Okay,
I'll let her get into that one day. But I love this quote. Life is like a penis. It gets hard sometimes, but not forever.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to use that. Thanks, Goddess Phoenix.
That's very fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. Wow.
Right.
Very cool.
So, anyway, masturbation is relaxing. Even if you're doing the mutual masturbation, you're still, if you're a good lover, listen, I'm talking about a good lover, is paying attention to their partner. And on some little level, that can be stressful. Even if you love each other, even if the romance is great, there's like something special, something very relaxing and unstressful about masturbation.
Mm-hmm. Also, the outcome is very acidy.
Mm, acidy?
Yeah, you're like in the middle of
as
nowhere.
As opposed to alkaloid? Oh! Acid. Mushroom,
yeah.
I definitely had the mushroom, or more like peyote last night. Whoa!
What you
solid
what?
LSD? Totally, just for a few seconds though.
Yeah, like of ecstasy.
And then your back and your hips hurt. What the fuck? Oh man!
Oh, that means
totally.
You did it right. If you have a little bit of soreness or pain after, I think that means you did it right.
Yeah. I think you're gonna have a bigger orgasm when you're with someone. I have, anyway, in my life. Although,
I think it could be argued you know your body better than somebody else. You
well,
know?
Yeah, but I said, I always consider sex to be a collaborative activity. Orgasms, whether through masturbation or partner sex, are good for you. Maybe would keep you from being so amosexual. Sometimes I wonder if these gun collectors are like holding on to their sperm.
They're saving them like their bullets.
Well, because after all, all these religions out there. They say it's bad for you.
Is this, they're trying to pass a law, a thing, an ordinance in some town where if you want to buy a gun, you also have to show how big your penis is.
Right. I believe it.
That depends what kind of gun you can buy. If it's just a very, very small penis, you get a one shot. Beretta.
It sounds like a porno in the process of being made. I would watch that.
You would? Okay.
Yeah. If it was like 20 seconds, just so I could retweet it with a derisive message.
There you guys.
Okay.
Did you guys buy tickets to the gun show?
Anyway.
How long have you been saving that one, Abraham?
Oh,
huh?
Shit. I fucked up the delivery. I really was,
so
I was
Mundane Marvels. I love what Mundane Marvels wrote here.
What do you say?
A Jewish girl's. I like that already. A Jewish girl's. Nice syntax. Mundane Marvels. Hanging out with a Palestinian boy. Sounds like the ultimate in teen rebellion, lol. It is, and I was a rebellious teen. But you know what? I'm a rebellious cougar? I don't know.
I like it. I'm a little rebellious myself, so I think that's why we get along so well, Dr. Susie.
Rebellious. What can I say, Nate? I don't know. I haven't gotten it out of me. Sorry.
Of course, but we have to rebel.
Well, we think so.
Yeah.
That's
well,
why you and I get along, right. Among other
reasons. You have to rebel. You can't be doing what other people are doing.
You also smell good.
I do. Well, thank you.
Well, probably not to yourself, I guess, but to me, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Ooh.
That's okay. Well, no, I showered tonight, everything.
Yeah.
I did everything. I cleaned everything.
Yeah, you're a good boy that way.
I cleaned private parts. I cleaned the thing. And
hopefully we all do.
You're not a stunky guy.
And got rid of the junk.
We're both rebellious. We're both revolutionaries. But yet, we like comfort. We're hedonists.
What we're trying to say is we're great. Okay? That's it.
That's what you're trying to say, I guess. All right.
What else are we trying to say? Somebody better than us somewhere? Does a better show? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I haven't heard one.
Here.
Now,
okay.
Maybe there is. You could send it to us. If you think someone does a better show, I would like to hear it. Send it to us.
Okay.
Certainly not Joe Rogaine. No. Can't even use his product. Okay, so masturbation is relaxing. It releases your stress. It helps you get the deep rest that your body needs. And I'm serious, this sounds like a cliche in a way, but we need to rest. And I think we're very restless right now. And I think that one of the issues when you're depressed is you need deep rest that you're not getting because you're depressed. But deep rest is something you need, even if you don't get over your depression. Which is why I say it's okay to masturbate even if you're depressed. In fact, it's a good idea.
It could help.
Some people think they shouldn't. A lot of these sex addictionologists kind of say that you shouldn't masturbate, you shouldn't be sexual when you're feeling depressed, when you're upset. Different reasons that you should, really. You shouldn't do it against someone's will, of course, but even when you're angry. I mean, if both parties agree, makeup sex is the best.
I agree with that.
I hesitated after that because I don't want to get in a fight.
Unless it's going to result in makeup sex.
Well, no. Even then, I don't know. It's rough. I don't know if it's the best, but it is very good. It's very good. We weren't making up the other day, although we kind of were. Because if you consider a fight from a few days ago, maybe we were making up. Anyway, a lot of sex is some kind of making up, some kind of conflict resolution. The conflict is the friction of sexual desire. and life itself. And it's resolved with an orgasm that you might get through a whole bunch of foreplay and outer course and romance and travel and adventure, or you might just get it from jacking off or jilling off. But get it. Don't let the authorities tell you that sex is not important, whether it's religion or your parents. Well, I'm only talking to people over 18.
Yes.
Please understand that. Woke mob. And banana Republicans. I love bananas, though. I go bonobos for bananas.
I do love bananas.
The current train banner features me with a banana and Captain Max in his captain's hat.
Mm. That's my new hat.
I know you got a new one.
So I got a new hat, so in case you forget my my name. So, what are we doing?
And we also have a Redditor, Mita Altair, saying that they do like to cuddle with themselves afterwards, too. So that's a good point.
Cuddle with themselves. All right. I could understand that in the sense of just get really comfortable with yourself.
You're grateful.
And maybe
you're
touch grateful yourself.
Too. You're grateful.
Yeah.
The other
even
guy.
Even after you come.
Yeah. The other guy is grateful, and he's the one that's been pushing in a way.
Guy, you must be talking about a dick.
Yeah, right.
Right. You're not talking about my girl.
No. I'm talking about a guy who...
And then there's the gender fluid.
Constantly...
Let's not forget the gender fluid.
Oh, no, fluid's great. You can be whatever you want. You
fluid's
want
great.
You
squirting up a storm. Just kidding. Different fluid.
I love sex with all different sexes and genders and, oh my God, anything.
Again, the more the merrier.
You know, yeah.
No, I know, you have your limits.
I'm more unlimited. I just don't want to get it in the... In the boom, boom. No, that's the other part.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. That was,
right. That was a
the
more
junk
Hilton
in
word.
The trunk.
Yeah. Boom, boom.
Boom, boom room.
She did boom, boom.
I get the boom, boom
oh, that's
in my
what
womb
that is.
Room.
That's where she got that, the boom, boom room.
Her boom, boom room is her back door.
Which back door?
I think you can go boom, boom in the womb room.
Yeah, no, you can. Yeah.
I do more often.
There were so many multiple meanings to like everything that was just said. So that was good.
Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters.
Yeah. So speaking of gender fluidity, I think Demi Lovato came out as
non-binary. Yeah. Shout out to Demi.
Demi Lovato. Lovely. She's coming. Nice. Good. Fine. A lot of people are. It's a big thing. I'm not. I'm a woman. I don't know. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. Although sometimes I like to pretend to be a man. Very often.
Really?
Oh, very often. Especially in fantasy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, over the phone on fantasy. I mean, in real life, it's a little trickier because I'm little. But I can wield a mean strap-on. Peg, 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 baby. Although Max doesn't like to be pegged. But I've pegged other
I have
humans.
Hemorrhoids.
Very real issue there. There we go.
Annie Sprinkle said her hemorrhoids saved her from HIV.
There you go.
Because those days,
right.
People were doing unprotected sex.
Yeah, there it is.
So speaking of HIV, okay, the show after this show, the throwback show, that wasn't a good introduction, speaking of HIV, except it does have something to do with the subject matter. But this was before. It was a throwback from 2011. And the name of the show is Porno Charlie Sheen Masturbation Month Orgy on DrSusie.tv. It is intense. It is a very sexual show.
Ooh, I'm so looking forward to it. I didn't get to pre-watch it today, so that sounds like it's going to be a great episode.
It shows how a little masturbation can turn into a big orgy. Absolutely.
Nice.
Lots of stars, lots of stars. The whole cast of Charlie Sheen's porno adventure, including Evan Stone. Evan Stone's probably most famous, I guess. I don't know. There's also Eric John, who we know really well. We've had Eric on the show several times, and Eric and I have a very exciting moment on that show. You have to watch to find out. And Evan is, of course, very funny, and he plays Charlie Sheen, and he's very sexual. And Vicky Chase is in it. She was a bank teller who met Eric and then became a porn star, and she's so hot. And Holly Stevens, a.k.a. Hollywood, who was just fabulous, that we knew since like 2004. She's on a show we did called...
Did she pass away?
Doms and Holly.
Doms and Holly, yeah.
Doms and Holly. And yes, she passed away of cancer. Several years after this show. But she was already doing chemo, which is why her hair is so short. But she had so much energy, and she was so hot in this show. And Jamie Janes, who's Russian. Remember Jamie?
She is so wild and crazy. Yes, I
giving blowjobs everywhere.
Yes, everywhere blowjobs.
Everywhere. Everything. Everywhere. Everything. And always in the most uncomfortable position, because why not? Somebody get after me for being somehow denigrating of Russians.
Someone's going to get after us for something. So,
and Jim Powers is the director, right?
Yeah.
And so he came too, and it's a tremendous show. This was when Charlie Sheen was going strong, doing shows and tours and making crazy, subversive sounding statements about tiger's blood, winning when it wasn't a cliche. I mean, he made it a cliche. And he was surrounded by sex workers and drug dealers. He was cool for a half a minute. He was acting like Hunter S. Thompson of sitcom TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good relation, connection to make.
Except Charlie Sheen is no Hunter S. Thompson. And he has shown some other colors. I'm not going to say true colors. I'm not going to say that he should have stayed this wild man. But when he came out as HIV positive a few years ago, he threw the sex workers under the bus, implying that they gave him HIV when none of them did. And he actually put them at risk. And on the Today Show in 2015, he said he was blackmailed by unsavory and insipid types. To which Matt Lauer says, I'm imagining prostitutes. Matt Lauer, right? Hey, Matt, you should have gone to some prostitutes instead of locking coworkers in your studio by pressing a button under your desk. This was before his Me Too disgrace. So Charlie Sheen, okay, so he's had somewhat of a rehabilitation because he's come down on sex workers. So you know what? I don't appreciate that. Two sleazy guys. Not the worst. For that, we have Trump and Bibi. But just douchey, right? Anyway, but this is a great show. And he was kind of this force of nature at that time. So I appreciate when people have a good wild spell. He just kind of made people think outside the box for a few weeks.
Yeah. MBH 1975 on Reddit. Thanks for tuning in again, MBH. Says, who could forget Charlie Sheen and Tiger Blood?
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good times. Yeah. It's like for the
Charlie,
like a,
though.
I mean, pulp culture.
You kicked us. sex workers.
How many more virtues do we have left, Dr. Susie?
Oh, I have two more virtues.
Okay, cool. Okay. I was just curious.
All right. So, are you ready for another virtue?
I am. I love the virtues. I've been looking forward to them all.
So, great show. Very nice show. Very nice show. Reddit is always on top of it. They're always yapping away. They're talking. All the other sites are like very quiet. They don't know what to say. What is going on here? What is this? Who are these people? And why am I listening to this? Yeah. So it's a little different the way we do radio. Dr. Susie and I and others here have been on radio for many, many years. We've also done a lot of television shows and so forth and so on. None of this government supported except for the last, during the pandemic. Then, thank God we had Democrats in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, imagine.
It's a stimulus.
Yeah.
I'm glad they used a sexy word.
Yeah. And a lot of people are blaming the stimulus why people don't come to work. But I think when I started my first newspaper, I was on welfare. So I didn't have to go to work. And I could work on my newspaper. You know, and then I was off of welfare. So.
Well, there you go. And hey, the billionaires
right.
are always making that's welfare what, money,
right.
and they made quite a bit during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They made ridiculous sums. Fuck the rich. Get on the love train, the self-love train. Money can't buy you love.
It's okay, but I mean, there's also something else. We're fucking with mother. Our mom, the mom that feeds us, the earth.
The earth. We have to straighten that out, our relationship with Mother Earth.
That's not a joke or a... we're doing that right now.
So...
for every cell phone we buy, for every car we drive, for every, you know...
But masturbation, although it has for centuries been called self-pollution actually
that's
does
right,
not
church.
Pollute.
No, of course not.
Unless you throw your condom in the street. Mm. But, you know. Okay, so we have a speaker.
A caller.
I don't know
Yay.
If you say caller, but this is Clubhouse.
Oh, it's
Clubhouse. We are on Clubhouse in the new
Is there anybody in Clubhouse?
Website. Yeah, there's a few people. Adriana wants to speak. So
okay.
we are
I am here.
Celebrating the M month.
Hi, Adriana.
Hi, Adriana.
Hi, hey guys. Hey, Max and Dr. Susie.
Hey.
So, first off, I wanted to say thank you guys for what you're doing. You guys made a huge difference in my life, like your teaching of the Bonobo Way and peace through pleasure. So, speaking of self-pollution, I came from a really, really religious background.
Mm.
And so, I was taught pretty much since I was young that anything dealing with sexuality was really bad.
Mm.
Sinful, defiling yourself, even masturbation. So
wow.
So for years and years, I felt like really bad doing it. It wasn't comfortable.
Yeah.
I pretty much masturbate. I did masturbate since I was like 17. But I always felt disgusting and dirty, cleared my history after, you know, watching things.
Oh.
But yeah, but I think like even in the past year, especially being around you guys.
One standby, Adriana. We're having technical difficulty.
That was getting interesting. So maybe
we're using Clubhouse.
Could call on our regular phone line 626-461-5212.
Oh, I didn't know there was two in there.
So hopefully Adriana will call on that number because she was starting to tell some interesting tales. True masturbation confessions.
Yeah, and I definitely understand growing up religious too, that they really try to embed in you how naughty it is and how sinful it is. And so that's too bad.
Did somebody try to embed that in you?
Yeah, they did. Religion really tries to make you think it's sinful, and it's really the most natural, one of the most natural things on earth.
May I ask what religion for you?
Well, I actually grew up in the Christian church, but I was adapted to Catholicism as a teenager from 15 to around 15 to 16. So,
did you get it from both churches?
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
Just one more than the other?
I think the Catholic Church a little bit more, because you had to confess your sins.
Oh,
and
right.
So that had to be like included,
say a
I
lot
guess.
Of fucking Hail Marys.
Yeah, and you know that those priests, some of those priests were really probably getting off on
where
that
did
stuff.
He touch you? On the nipple. Okay, that's
see,
five rosemaries.
That's why I call myself Mother Confessor, because I get off on what people have to say. The only difference is that I don't say you're bad for doing it. I say, actually, you're usually very good.
Yeah.
As long as you're not doing it with a light bulb.
Or something dangerous.
Your rectum.
Don't use a light bulb up your rectum, people. Yeah.
Otherwise, yes, masturbation is healthy, which is the second virtue of the eight great virtues of masturbation. It is healthy, especially when climaxing with a good heart-pumping orgasm.
What,
it is
did anybody tell her to call back?
Yeah, so we got a...
Okay. Oh, okay. I didn't know. So, I was yeah. just well, launching into a new virtue.
She
but let's talk to Adriana. You'll just have to hang on to all the health benefits.
Hello, Adriana. You there?
Hello. I don't know where I got lost at, because I was talking and then...
Well, Sister Adriana, you were testifying in the Church of Bonoboville. Well, you were just telling us about your experience growing up and how you were told that all kinds of sex, including masturbation, was bad to do. And so you would hide your searches on your computer. You started, I guess, at 17, is that right? Anyway, I think we were around that age. No reference to Matt Gaetz. Right. Anyway, sorry. I'm irrepressible. Anyway, you've come a long way, baby. So how did you discover it in the first place? Did you discover it online? Were you someone that had to read about it to find out about it? Or did you discover it through physical touch and then think, oh, I shouldn't be doing that?
I saw, like, my parents, it just sounds really awkward, but my parents had, like, an active sex life. And I think I found, like, when I was in there, when I went into their room, I saw, like, an Adam and Eve catalog or something.
Wow.
And a couple other books, like a secret stash on accident that I wasn't supposed to see.
Books,
like,
oh, you know, a
this?
Lot of these religious people.
They still don't know to
really
this day.
Getting down.
Then I found their stash and I was like, what the hell?
All right. Well, but so they're hypocrites, but at least they're getting laid. Hey, you know, that's cool. I'm glad they're getting laid, which is why you are open-minded. At the same time, you're moving beyond the hypocrisy there, I guess, by opening up like this. Yeah, good.
Oh, yes.
You didn't walk in on them engaged.
Oh, no. We heard them all the time, but never, no.
Oh, you heard them going down the roller coaster. See?
That's what happens. We had a really tiny house, though.
Eargasms. It's all about the eargasms.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, oh boy. So you heard them, even though they'd keep the door closed. And
yeah, it was a tiny little house. So you hear everything. So.
Right.
No secrets in that house. So.
What did you think when you'd hear
like
them?
Like, we usually try to cover our ears at that time. Like, ugh. Like, wait until they're done. Like, are they done yet?
So you'd heard from the church and possibly even from them that sex was a bad thing. And then you're hearing them have sex, so it
and
was...
And you think she's beating him.
I think it sounds like she knew what was going on.
Yeah.
But she still thought she shouldn't be hearing. She should put her fingers in her.
Well, it was more, I think, more specifically, like, premarital sex, I think. They said it was like, once you're married, it's okay. But, like, what if you never get married? I have to stay a nun forever.
Save it
pretty
for
much,
yeah.
like,
say.
Okay.
My mom used to talk about her sex life with my dad with me. I never thought it was weird because it was, we always had that relationship. It was like a friend, I guess.
Oh, well, that's cool. So you guys both had parents who were having a good sex life and you knew about it, but they said, but you're not allowed to masturbate. That's not fair. I'm glad you guys have parents that had sex, because I never knew when my parents were having sex. I mean, as far as I knew, they didn't have any after I was born. But I'm glad that, you know, you knew that they were, but that must have struck you as unfair.
Oh, yeah, because we always have, especially in the church, a lot of people talk about, like, no sex and singledom, but barely any of those people, you know, they're all married, having an active sex life, and they're like, don't do it, you know?
Right.
And we always talk about purity. I came from purity culture. They always say, you know, stay a virgin until you're married. And almost no one does it themselves, you know, so, which I know.
Yeah, the whole purity culture.
Like, don't do as I did.
It's very powerful, and that is the culture that the massage parlor shooter came from, is that kind of culture, which said you must be pure until marriage. And then you can do all kinds of things, but only with your wife.
And the cuckolding pastor, too, like the connection you made, the same point.
That was, he was preaching that, but not doing that. He was like one of these hypocrites. Actually, they were both hypocrites, but the shooter, of course, blamed sex workers. But anyway, you have escaped from this because hypocrisy is poisonous, and sex always finds a way. I mean, in a way, it's nice, and I'm almost jealous that you guys had parents that, you know, you knew were having sex. Because I was like, what's going on? Where'd I come from? The stork? Oh, the stork. But
stork. Yeah, we're going to have a few of them flying around. Oh, we have phone calls.
Yeah.
We have more
phone calls.
Okay.
All right. But we really appreciate hearing from you, Adriana, and we hope to hear more.
Thanks for sharing.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
Your masturbation confession. It's interesting how a lot of religious people do have sex, whether it's illicit or marital. And great. I'm glad when they have marital sex. They should still let their kids know it's okay to pleasure yourself.
Hello?
Hey, Abe. Okay, I have Chris. He has some scientific information about masturbation.
All right. We can always use some scientific masturbation information.
Okay. It's a scientific.
Yes, sir. Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you, Dr. Susie? Train.
I'm doing great. I'm here on FDR, the Love Train. And tonight, we're, of course, celebrating Masturbation Month, so it's the Self-Love Train.
So, I got to tell you, I've only heard your show a couple times, and I really appreciate your show. I think it really is an educational aspect for all things sexuality.
Thank you.
And I was listening tonight. You're welcome, ma'am. I was listening tonight, and I didn't hear, maybe I didn't hear right, I missed it, but nobody mentioned that masturbation does have a medicinal value to it.
Oh, yes.
For instance, I don't mean to go off like on a tangent, but I'm a soldier in the United States Army.
Yes.
And I have several back and neck issues from carrying around a rucksack for X amount of years. You know, it's 80 pounds. You're jumping on and off the helicopter with it. You compact your discs, and you're all jacked up after a while.
Right.
And
absolutely.
Now,
if
unfortunately,
you're all jacked
for me,
up, you might as well jack off.
All right.
Right.
Wow,
right.
Wow,
exactly.
That's amazing.
So, but unfortunately for me, I can't always make myself come because I need a lot of stimulants. But my woman, I mean, she's pretty darn good at it.
Oh. Who's pretty good at it?
His woman.
His woman.
Right.
Yeah, she's a good woman. I mean, she takes care of me very well, and I'm very
good
grateful and appreciative of it. But, you know, from what I understand, when you have an orgasm, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Susie, because I'm not a doctor, I'm an infantryman.
Well, I'm not an MD. I'm a sex therapist and a sexologist. But yes, an orgasm a day keeps the other kinds of doctors away, more than the apple. Of course, an apple's good too, but an orgasm gives you a good heart-pumping cardio workout. It's good for your heart rate, your blood pressure, and your brain chemistry. It also protects against yeast infections in women and prostate cancer in men. It releases mood-boosting endorphins, and it can clear your sinuses.
Your serotonin and your dopamine.
Yeah,
so it blocks your pain receptors.
All those dopey things, right. It's natural dope. Dopamine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And PEA. The love drug.
Nice.
Yeah.
The love drug.
Very powerful. And
I think it is.
It's important.
Yeah. Love,
It's mood enhancing.
It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's fun at the beginning of the day, too.
At the beginning of the day, too.
Physically speaking.
I feel you. I get it.
Use it or lose it.
I can't seem to think of a time where it's not good.
Yeah, good point.
And I wasn't carrying no knapsacks on me. I was drinking whiskey.
What do you do nowadays, Chris?
I'm actually still in the Army.
Oh. What's your rank?
Well, that's kind of a technical issue. I was a first sergeant at one point in time, and I decided to drink the Kool-Aid and become an officer.
Uh-oh.
So now I'm a captain.
Captain. All right, captain.
Right. We have a captain here, Captain Max, but he's the captain of an imaginary ship of fools for love.
Because I couldn't pass.
Right, well, I'm a captain in charge of 767 people.
767.
It's a little bit different, I think.
Well, wow. Thank you for your service, Captain.
Yes, yes.
No problem. Mariah, is that?
Yes.
Yes, I think that's Mariah, yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
All right.
You don't want to hear about my opinion about the military. I say thank you for being a good husband and for calling to talk about masturbation and orgasms.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah,
and that is what I thank you for, and for having a cheerful voice. I'm not going to thank you for your service because I think the military gets too much money, and I'm not sure if I had my way if you'd still have a job.
You know what? But I don't actually mind you saying that. You would think that I had an opinion against that, but you'd be surprised. I can't really give you my full philosophy on that.
I understand.
Yeah, but yeah. I kind of border on the idea that sovereign citizenry is a good idea in this world.
I feel you, and that's why I say I like a lot of things about you. I like what
thank
feel.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
But I'm not going to say.
And me, if I had my way, I have these armies around the world helping people. Mm-hmm. And sharing the wealth that America and the world really has.
But then they wouldn't be armies. They'd be more like UNICEF.
Well, they could carry some guns.
Give them guns.
There should be more money put into programs that really help people. And that's how we feel. As opposed to helping billionaires and the military-industrial complex and the prison-industrial complex.
And defending the country, because that's critical also. Not against the country.
Defending.
Not turning against the country.
That's why we have a National
Guard.
Sure,
but there's many ways to defend a country.
Oh, yeah,
of course.
You don't
need an 18-year-old kid with a rifle standing a post at LAX when you get off the airplane.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Furthermore,
you don't need
would you really trust or would you want an 18-year-old kid standing there with a machine gun at LAX representing your country?
Have you ever seen some of these guys at the airport? They look like they didn't make it through the third grade.
Aww. Yeah.
I'm sorry to say that, but, you know, they're like, there's no interaction. There's no, you know. Anyway, I believe in the Army. I was in the Army.
You were in the Army.
Absolutely. I was
in
the Army.
You were a sharpshooter.
Here in the States?
I was an expert rifleman.
In the States, Max, or in Italy?
No, in Georgia, Fort Benning, Georgia.
Nice. Fort Benning, Georgia.
Yeah, yeah. I started and ended my career there.
Why did you quit?
That's a good place to be from.
Okay. Well, so I went through basic training in Fort Dix, New Jersey. Okay.
Right.
And then they sent me to Fort Benning. Okay. And I was a tough guy, man. I was like anti-communist, and I'm going to fight the world, and I'm, you know. So they sent me to Fort Benning, Georgia, to paratrooper school.
Now, cool. Airborne.
Yeah, airborne, right. So, like, I'm terrified of heights. So I sure as hell ain't getting on no plane.
Right, I could barely get you to go parasailing.
Right? But listen, so I'm out on the firing range one day, and, you know, I've already in basic training gotten certificates of appreciation. I was in honor guard. I knew how to take my rifle apart and put it together again faster than anyone in our barracks or even in our platoon. So that was a lot of fun.
All right.
You know. And I'm a little stoned, Captain, but...
You're very handy.
We all are.
You can put together a gun and take it apart.
There's nothing wrong with being stoned. I got to tell you, when I retire, I'm going to grow my hair out, get a lot of tattoos,
there
and smoke
go.
The biggest blunts you can find me.
Right. Well, see, he had a vision. Max had a vision of doing that, but while he was on the firing range.
Yeah, so I was on the firing range. and they had 13 pop-up silhouettes. 13
right.
Pop-up silhouettes. And I knocked out 12 of them. And the first guy knocked
cool.
out all of them. And I saw that I just killed 12 people. I put my rifle down.
Yep.
And I walked away. And from the tower, they're going, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm leaving. I'll be right." I see you in a while. And there's a whole story to that. But anyway... Great, Captain.
Where did you see us, Captain?
I'm sorry?
Where did you hear about the show?
You know, I actually saw Dr. Susie, I think, on TV several years ago when I was on leave. And a friend of mine who lives back in Pasadena, because that's where I'm from, they mentioned that, hey, there's this show that this lady has. Her name's Dr. Susie. And I talked to her, and I said, "Hey, you know what? I saw that lady. I think it wasn't Ellen. I think it was like Oprah or something that you were on."
Oh, yeah. That was years ago.
Yeah,
we were on Oprah, right?
Yeah.
When the driver got arrested.
But I had a show. Yeah.
I went cool. and I looked on the internet to see where you're at, and that's how I found you. You know, basically a Google search.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you, Captain.
Thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you very much.
I hope you keep in touch and call us again. But we got to go because we're running out of time.
And
thanks for calling, Captain.
Bring peace to the world. Grow your hair
out.
We'll see you soon.
Right. All right, sir.
Try not to kill anybody.
Yeah. Take care.
Yeah, be nice. Recycle.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hard, though, when you're a captain in the Army.
Okay.
Yeah. So
wow. All right. That was interesting.
We have to wind up.
Yes, we got to go.
Yeah, great show, Dr.
Yeah,
Susie.
Very good show. Don't forget to visit us. We now, we're big time now. We have a shopping area, so you can come and get shit over there. You know, original art, fake art.
Check out our shop.
Original paintings and prints and all kinds of interesting little things there.
The pleasure shop?
Yeah, the pleasure shop. And if you'd like to sell in the pleasure shop, we're not going to charge you anything right now. If you make a lot of money, then we'll talk again.
Check us out.
But Dr. Susie, don't forget to read her book.
Don't forget to read The Bonobo Way, because we got to go bonobos.
We got to change the world, and we have to change it
go
now.
Go bananas. Bonobos
have, now.
Have a lot of sex. In a bonobo sutra of positions, and they empower the females, and the males feel good, and they never kill each other in the wild or captivity. They're the only great apes like that. They don't make war. So, if you want to liberate your inner bonobo, or just... have a conversation about your sexuality, talk about something that you can't talk about anywhere else, you can talk to us. We're the Therapists Without Borders at the Dr. Susan Block Institute, and all the royals are opening up about their trauma.
Oh, goodness.
Prince Harry, Lady Gaga, and hey, maybe you should too. And yeah, we can make fun of it. I sometimes do make fun of it. Max often makes fun of it. But at the same time, we do understand that it's important to open up. It is. And we take it very seriously, especially in private. I mean, we have fun in private too. But when you need to talk about something that you can't talk about anywhere else,
you can always come to us.
Call us. Yeah, and
your
secrets are safe with us. Your masturbation confessions, your true sex life confessions. And of course, sex is the center of life. You have to take care of your mental health. I do agree with them about this. They're almost making it a cliche, which a little bit annoys me. But I agree. We do need to take care of our mental health, and that includes your sexual mental health and your sexual physical health, and they're very connected, and masturbation connects them.
And you have to deal with your sexuality, and you have to deal with this guy down here.
Yeah. Who could be a girl or a gender fluid.
Whatever, but they're horny. They are horny, and they're honing in.
And if you need a little stimulation, I know the show that we do now is not really a porn show. This show, it also isn't really a porn show.
No, we're not.
But it involves a whole cast of porn stars from Charlie Sheen's Porno Adventure, featuring Evan Stone and Eric John and a bunch of gorgeous porn stars, Vicky Chase, the late great Holly Stevens, and Porno Dan also comes over. He's another big porn star, porn producer. So it's a wild show. It shows you how masturbation can turn into...
And it's free.
An orgy.
Right.
And it's totally free at drsusanblock.com/live. Winning! And wanking. Absolutely.
And really quick, too, before we sign off, I just wanted to say we had hundreds of comments on Reddit. Thank you all for tuning in. Sorry we can't get to all your comments anymore, but we really appreciate all you guys
come back next
tuning
week.
In. Come back next week.
Or go listen at FDRradio.com.
And be sure to join our online community at bonoboville.com. And our Pleasure Shop website, one more time, was the drblockpleasureshop.com.
Just ask Google.
Yes.
All right, doctor.
All right, fappers and monkey slappers. I didn't get to do a lot of things. I didn't get to talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene saying Nancy Pelosi telling her to wear a mask in Congress is like Nazi Germany telling Jews to wear gold stars on their arms before shipping them off to concentration camps and gassing them.
You didn't get to get to that?
That is anti-Semitism right there. Okay? Not criticizing Israel. I am criticizing Israel, and I am not an anti-Semite. I am actually a Semite.
I'm a convert.
Yeah, you're a Semite. And anti-Semitism is on the rise.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, because of this. But it's no excuse. Please, we're trying to deal with this. We all got to protest. We all got to stand for Palestine. But don't be beating on Jewish people because they look like losers' relatives. Okay.
Loses our friend for people to see.
And by the way, there's an important sect.
He's a bonobo. He lives out in a trailer park.
The Satmars that do not feel that Israel does have a right to rule over the Palestinians in Palestine. So it's complicated, and yes, it has to stop, but it's not about individual Jews, except for Bibi Netanyahu. Well, except for the ones that are doing it. the Israelis and the Americans supporting it. The Americans, without America, Israel falls apart. Israel has nothing. America supports Israel. And I love you. So I want you to be good. I want you to be happy and healthy. And I want you to make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, even if it's self-love. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
I love him.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.